A few short ideas relating to the parasha. Let's just begin. Everything is just a very little tidbits. Nothing very heavy weight. Yaakov Avinu, not Yaakov. Yitzchak, in the beginning of the parasha, he purchases. Let's go back. Yaakov Avinu. After he's born, he has a. He buys from Esav the firstborn right. So all the question is, what exactly, just generally, what exactly was Yaakov buying from Esav? We have the famous question, it's a Dover Shelo Bolol. What exactly is he buying? I want to buy Machra Lichayom Es Becharosi. Sell me today your firstborn. What exactly is he buying? From Rashi, it's Mashma. The only thing that he bought from Esav was the right to offer korbanos. Because before the time of Matan Torah, who was the one that would have the right to bring a korban? A bechor, a firstborn. After the Cheto Egel, then the right to bring korbanos was taken away from the firstborns, was given to Shevet Levi, to the Kohanim. But so until this one, the first one that is the bechor is Esav. The one that now Yaakov Avinu sees, how could it possibly that this person, Esav, is going to be the one that's going to be the korbanos? I can't allow this to happen. I have no choice but to take it away from him by purchasing the rights from my brother Esav. Okay, that's Shita of Rashi. The Rashbam here in Chumash says, no, he bought from him the Pishnayim. He bought from him the right to inherit a double portion from his father. Pashup Shat. That's what the Rashbam says. The right to inherit. Now there's another mahalach. I'm telling you now, it's coming from the Sefer Minchas Osher. Everyone knows Minchas Osher, beautiful Sefer, Rabbi Weiss. Yeah, Osher Zelig Weiss, beautiful Sefer. So he has a whole pilpul, and he has a third approach. He says, even according to Rashi, and according to the Rashban, it's still problematic that it's a dovar shelo bolola. So he presents a shita, I did not write in all the details, for other Rishonim, that what Yaakov was buying from Esav was the right to receive the brachos. There was a tradition in the family that Avraham Avinu received the bracha from Hashem, and that bracha was passed down to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak would bestow that bracha to one of the two children. The only thing both cannot get, no. For whatever reason it was decided that only one of the two would continue the legacy of, would at least receive the brachos, would be the main carrier of the legacy of Avraham Avinu, and that would be given to one of the two. Since Esav was the Bukhar, he was in line to receive the brachas. Yaakov bought from Esav the right to receive the brachas. By buying the brachas, Nemela, he would receive the right to get the korbanos and to get the pishnai.
So how come Yitzchak also?
Yeah.
So why did he have to go through the whole trickery.
Because he was not meant to be. It was meant to be because.
If he bought a mamash, it was.
That was much later in life. Things did not go according to plan. When, if he would have gone through the entire mirma and he would not have in advance purchased the right to receive the brachos, it would have been a mecca. It would have been the mirma. It would not have been valid. The brachos.
But if he bought it, why did he have to go through it?
Because it seems that Yitzchak would have negated.
Didn't take it seriously.
Yitzchak would not accept the sale that took place between the two brothers. He would override it. Okay, here's a good question. Let's put it aside. It's a good question. But he's saying, why did... There's a lot to discuss. I don't know the answers. Let's put that aside. The reason I want to bring this down is because in reading this essay from Rabbi Weiss, he brings out a very interesting idea, which opens up an interpretation of the pasuk. We have here in the middle of the parasha, Vayi Esav ben Arboim Shana, Vayikach Isha es Yehudis bas Be'eri Hachiti, Vesbos mas Basilon Hachiti. He gets married when he's 40 years old. Now there's another pasuk that besides Esav marrying Bas Be'eri, he also, at another point in time, daughter of Yishmael. Which parish is that?
The
very end of the parish. Vayishma Yaakov as Avim of Yelch Paden Aram. Vayar Esav Kiros Pes Knabin Yitzchak Aviv. Vayelch Esav El Yishmael. Vayikach Esmochalas Bas Yishmael. Aben Avram Achois Nevoyos Al Noshav Lo Leisha. And that takes place at the end of the parish after Yaakov receives the brachas and Yaakov runs away. Before the parish of Yaakov taking the brachos from Yitzchak through this whole Mirmah, the very last thing is Esav gets married. Who does Esav marry? He marries a girl. He marries Isha, as Yehudis, a nice Jewish name, Bas Be'eri Hachiti, Vesbos Mas Bas Ilan Hachiti, no big deal. Then begins the parasha Vayiki Zoken Yitzchak Vatichen Einav Neiraos and so on and so forth. After the whole thing is over, Nochamol Esav gets married. That means the entire parasha of Yaakov acquiring the brachos that were really meant to go for Esav is sandwiched in between Esav marrying a local girl and marrying a girl from Yishmael. So he says the following chiddush. Yishmael, he doesn't actually say what I say, but this is what, if you read between the lines, this is what comes out. I think we have a great appreciation of why exactly the pasuk is telling us this idea at the end of the parasha. Yishmael, is Yishmael considered to be the zera of Avraham Avinu? Definitely. You can't say not. Yishmael, they have their traditions, and they have a mitzvah of chesed, which is something to it. And Yishmael have a mitzvah bris milah. And there's a very well-known Shlo HaKadosh. The Shlo HaKadosh says, why is that in Galus we suffer so much that we can't get rid of Yishmael? Yishmael has an achiz on Eretz Yisrael. And whatever we try to do, every peace process, nothing ever works. We can't get rid of them. It's because the Zuchus of Milah. That's what the Shlo HaKadosh says. They have, there's something to bris milah. Bris milah is connected as a bris. There's a bris in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a bris of milah. And the fact that they also, to some degree, have a chelik in the midst of bris milah, that is why they have roots in Eretz Yisrael, and we will never be able to remove them from the land entirely until the coming of Mashiach. This is the Shlo HaKadosh. Other places can say even the bigger chiddush that they have a koyach of tefillah. They learn from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu taught them koyach of tefillah. At kedei kach, they're gedolim and hold that if you go and you see an Arab davening, praying, they do whatever they do, you're not allowed to walk in their dalet amos. Because just like you're not allowed to walk in the dalet amos of a Yisrael davening Shemona Esrei, because the oymei lefnei hamelech, and it's not their cheretz, the shechin is shor in that makom. Ad kedei kach, I think even the stiple says, if I'm not mistaken, an aravi who's davening, they have a hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam through the koyach of Avraham Avinu, and when they are oymei lefnei hamelech, you're not allowed to go walk in their dalet amos. Haf leva fella. That means that Yishmael is the zera of Avraham Avinu. You can't deny. Now they're not klalish, so let's not give them too much credit, okay? Let's be careful over here. Let's not go too far. Now, here's the big question. Is Esav the Zera? First, it's the one thing at a time. Is he the Zera of Yitzchak? Let's forget about Avraham Avinu. Is he Esav? Is Esav considered to be the Zera of Yitzchak? The truth is, this is a very big debate. In the Nusach of Yom Narayim, when we focus on the Akedah, we say the Akedas Yitzchak, the Akedah of Yitzchak, Lizaro Hayoim Berachamim Tizkar. This is what it says in most of our Siddurim. May you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the Zuchus of the Akedah of Yitzchak for his seed. Wait a minute, that's a very dangerous statement. Who is the seed of Yitzchak? He has two seeds. He has Yaakov and he has Esav. On Rosh Hashanah, do we want to give schusim to Esav? Esav Harasha. Esav who tried to kill Yaakov. Do we want to give him schusim? Do we? Obviously not. So how then can we be so generous and say on Rosh Hashanah the Akedah of Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoim Berachamim Tizka? So indeed, I think there are other opinions that disagree that you should be careful to say the Akedah is Lazara Yaakov Hayoim Berachamim Tizkar. You have to add another word to the Zera of Yaakov. Make it very clear that it should be a Zuchus for Yaakov, not a Zuchus for Esav. Two different versions. What do these two different versions hinge on? Is Esav considered to be the Zera of Yitzchak? So some of the opinions, this is what Rabbi Weiss presents in passing, yes, Esav, you can't take away the fact that Esav is a biological child of Yitzchak, and Esav grew up in the lap of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, that was his favorite child, and he did give him brachos when the parash is over after Ha'achasli, the one bracha left for me, and Yitzchak Avinu did indeed give him a bracha, gave him a very elaborate bracha, a beautiful bracha. You can't deny the fact that Esav indeed is the zera of Yitzchak. So what then is the issue? Is Yitzchak is Esav the Zera of Avraham? That's the big issue. And Rav Weiss presents his thesis is his whole is the brachos. Here we have grandchildren, and grandchildren are removed from the grandfather. Certainly by Goyim, before Matan Torah, there's a very big discussion. Let's take a step back. Is there a mitzvah to give cover to your grandfather? There's a mitzvah, kibud av v'aim. Is there a mitzvah to give cover to your grandfather? So technically, no. Because your grandfather, it's not your mitzvah, it's your father's mitzvah. Your father is mechuyav. If your grandfather and your father ask you both at the same point in time to give you a cup of water, which one do you give a cup of water to first? Or you only give one cup of water? You give it to your father. Because you're mechuyav to give cover to your father. You're not the same darga to give cover. But there is still some darga of giving honor to your grandfather. And we learn this from there is some concept of a grandfather.
That's what it says. You know.
But there is a darga of giving covered. By a goy, Chazal tell us that a goy also has the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. Dom ben Nesina. Dom ben Nesina was mechabed his father, and his kibud av v'aim was a kitrik for Klal Yisrael because there was nothing like it. But you don't find anywhere in Chazal a goy has an obligation to give covered to his grandfather. By a goy, a grandfather already is too far removed to relate to the grandson. And not going into the details, but the point that okay, but there is this is something which is discussed at length by the Mefarshim. The difference between the relationship a Jew has with their grandfather among Klal Yisrael and the relationship that a goy has with their grandfather. In halacha, in inyanei hashkafa and halacha, there's a very big difference. Before Matan Torah, when we're dealing with Yaakov and Esav relative to Avraham, there's no connection at face value. Avraham had a Yitzchak. Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Now there's going to be bracha. Both Yaakov and Esav are the children of Yitzchak. There's nothing that any one of these two can do to take away from being the Zera of Yitzchak. Yitzchak has a Yaakov, Yitzchak has an Esav. That is etched in stone. They're connected whether you like it or not. No matter how bad Esav is, he'll always be the Zera of Yitzchak. Always. He received the bracha from Yitzchak. He learned Torah by Yitzchak. He has a shaychus to Yitzchak. The big dilemma is who is going to be the Zera of Avraham. Because before Matan Torah, grandson and the grandfather have no connection. The only way to link the grandson to the grandfather are through these brachos, the koyach of bracha that Hashem gave Avraham. Hashem gave a bracha to Avraham. There's a special koyach of bracha. That bracha is going to have the koyach to link the third generation back to the first generation, even though we're passing through a middle generation. This was the big dilemma. Who of the two children would get the bracha to be linked back to Avraham Avinu? That was the big question. And he brings psukim, some big in the pasuk. You have to look carefully to the bracha. So when we go to the parasha, you'll be dyke in the pasuk, you'll see it's some big in the pasuk, then it's the bracha of the connection to Avraham Avinu. What happened? Who got the bracha at the end?
Yaakov.
So now let's look at the total, let's look at the big picture. Who is Yaakov now? Yaakov is certainly the Zera of Yitzchak. We don't need a bracha for that. That's a given. And Yaakov, when the day is over, after he stole the brachos, he took away the brachos from Esav, Yaakov is also the Zera of Avraham. So Yaakov has a shaychus to Yitzchak, and is also a link to Avraham. Esav is what? Esav is the Zera of Yitzchak. And that's why, according to Sam and Rosh Hashanah, the Akedas Yitzchak, Lezera Yaakov Tiskar Hayoyim. But it's not the descendant of Avraham. Yishmoel is the Zera of Avraham. Halacha, Bris Mila, Koyach Hatzvila. But Yishmoel is certainly not the Zera of Yitzchak. So it comes out that there's no one that's a match for Klal Yisrael. We don't have to worry about anyone. because we have the nihilus of Elokei Avraham and Elokei Yitzhak. When we compete with Esav, we don't have to worry. Although Esav comes and says to us that you know better than us because we are connected to Yitzchak the same way you connect to Yitzchak. We have one up over them. It's true. You have a shaychus to Yitzchak. You may be the zera of Yitzchak, but we're also the zera of Avraham. When Yishmael comes and as a conflict with us, they say we're just as good as you. We're also the zera of Avraham. True. You're the Zera of Avraham, we're the Zera, but we're also the Zera of Yitzchak. So we have one up over the other. That is what happened at the end of the brachas. But the end of the brachas, what happened? This is a fighting. They made an alliance. That's why it says, you think we're safe? We're never safe. We're never safe in this world. You always have to watch your back. The brachas are over. Ah, Yaakov runs away. Yaakov is riding high. We have nothing to worry. Not from Yishmael, not from Esav. And then comes the Satan. The Satan is, Vayishma Yaakov elov v'imo v'el padan aram, v'yar Esav, ki rol spenosan v'yeskakov, v'yel Esav el Yishmael. They made an alliance. What happens when they make an alliance? The offspring of this alliance are now both Zera Avram and Zera Yitzchak, and now they feel they're a match for us, and that's what it is. Today, the truth is, today we don't really have a pure, because there was this alliance. We don't have a pure Esav. We don't have a pure Yishmael. I mean, Baruch Hashem, the only reason why we survive is because they're not joined together. For the last 1,000 years, Esav and Yishmael are trying to kill each other. Since the time of the Crusades, they're trying to kill each other. There's neither Rachman or Litzlan. If Esav and Yishmael will come together, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. But it's not just a lot of trouble. It's real trouble on a spiritual level. Because when they come together, they're joining forces. They're the Zera of Avraham and the Zera of Yitzchak. That's our claim to fame. We're the Zera of both Avraham and Yitzchak. Now, of course, it's not exactly the same, obviously, because you can't go take two halves, don't automatically make a whole. Obviously, but there is more toikif, there is more power when these two merge together. That's the deeper meaning of why the Torah is telling us this message, this alliance, not just Stalin made an alliance. That's what he lost. That's what Esav lost in the brachas. He lost the ability to be called the Zera Avraham. If I lost the ability to be called the Zera Avraham, I'm only the Zera Yitzchak, how am I going to make it back? The only way I can get that back is by joining with Yishmael, because Yishmael is the Zera of Avraham.
It doesn't really help him because it goes after the other.
Okay, no, but if there is something to it. The alliance does do great problem. Okay, that's one short idea.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's the dik. That's what our wife says. The end of the bracha, when he leaves, I want to give you the birchas Avraham. Because that's the whole debate. We're both Zerahim. What's the big deal? We're both the children of Yitzchak. What, did he give me a bracha? He'll give you the bracha. The same bracha he'll give me. But before Matan Torah, what about the grandfather? The grandchildren have no shaychus to the grandfather. Nothing. There's no shaychus to the grandfather. That is only through the koyach of Hashem's bracha of Yadatim Levonecha Levnevenecha Yoyim Hashem Adaf Hashem Kecha B'chayv the koyach of Torah the koyach of Avraham Avinu. That is what the whole fight was, to connect the Avraham to the next generation.
So the condolence to bracha, whatever one wants to call it, and Yitzhak subsequently, Esav had no linear connection going back to Avraham.
Correct. Exactly. It was a constellation prize. It was a consolation prize. You can have a good life in this world. Italia shel Yavon. You'll have Rome. You'll have the whole of the best land in this world. But you're not going to be called the Zera Avraham. That you'll never get. And he wasn't satisfied. How do you know he wasn't satisfied? That is the very last thing. The story is over. No, I have to have it. I'll do it on my own. I'll go and I'll marry Yishmael. I'll ally. I'll become one with them.
Then. Your wife says this?
He doesn't say this.
He is European?
Yeah. But it's when you read his idea, because he goes through the entire brachas, he goes through this very interesting idea about the korbanos. What exactly are you buying? Are you buying the korach to bring korbanos? Are you buying the korach to bring shnayim? Are you buying the korach to really three mahalchim? That's a very interesting just the idea to know. What exactly did Esav, Yaakov, buy from Esav? There are three major mahalchim in the Rishonim. The korach to offer korbanos, pishnayim, mamon, or the ikar is the one who's going to get the barachos of the zera of Avraham. Then he's mefalpa. What does that mean exactly? There's a zera of Yishmael, the zera of Avraham. We have the barachos on the Yom Neroyim. Akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachamim Tiskar. How can you say it Lazaro? But what about Esav? Einachanami, it's machloikis. Is Esav called the zera of Yitzchak? Is he not pashtus as he is? Therefore, you have to change the nusach of the tefillah. And this comes out, this concept of this, there's a difference between the grandfather and the grandson, and we need to put this together. And this is one interesting idea. And then he has another piece, just ideas, interesting ideas. We have here Esav swears to Yaakov that he will keep his part of the deal. You give me a pot of porridge, I'll sell you the firstborn. So he asks a very interesting question. What Esav was a guy. It was before Matan Torah. It was an interesting idea. It's Nogei Halacha L'Maisav Bizman Hazeh. But why is Esav mechuyev to fulfill his part of the deal? Swearing L'Choira is not part of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So what? So he doesn't have to. So he swore. So he could change his mind. A guy is only mechuyev to keep the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The Zayin Mitzvos, Avodah Zorah, Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Tomim, Birchas Hashem, Dinim. Oh, that's one of the approaches. Where in Halacha does the concept of a non-Jew swearing to keep his word fit in their obligations? Eliezer was one of Avram's people, Delu Mashke. He was a convert, L'chayra. Eliezer was a Jew. He wanted to marry.
Avram Avinu wasn't.
Before Matan Torah, before Aaron was became the mitzvos. Okay, you're right. It's not, nothing is very precise, but the general idea. No, the Allah Lemaisa, Bizman Azef, a non-Jew swears.
Why is Esav a non-Jew?
Esav, because before Matan Torah, before Yaakov Avinu, you had an out clause. Okay, this is a Maral Torah. Avraham Avinu was the first to be born. Everyone knows this. Avraham Avinu was the first to become a Jew. Yitzchak was the first to be born a Jew, and Yaakov was the first one that remained a Jew. Something like that. Today, when a Jew is born, there's no way out. If you're born a Jew, there's nothing you can possibly do to take yourself out of Klal Yisrael. Person a chashuk can become a mummer. Okay, can become a mummer. So then he has a different status, but he's still physically a Jew. Until Yaakov's children, or until Yaakov, just because you're born a Jew, I can leave the fold. The koyach of the kedusha was not. That is what Yaakov Avinu accomplished. What he contributed to the makeup, the spiritual makeup of Klal Yisrael. That once you're born a Jew, you cannot leave. Esav left. Esav was born a Jew, but he left. There's an escape clause. That was Esav. I'm a Jew. I'm born a Jew. It's all here in front of me, but I don't want. No. Esav left. Yeah, that's the technical difference. Esav left. He left the fold. He's no longer considered to be a Jew. He's no longer part of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov added to the sanctity of Klal Yisrael by bringing a koach into this world that for all of his future children, it's impossible for them to do what Esav did. Yaakov could have done what Esav did also. Yaakov also, if he wanted, I say, it's not for me. Avraham Avinu, nice. Yitzchak, very nice. I don't want this time of life. I want to go out, like Esav did. Yaakov, not only did he embrace this Kedusha, he added to the Kedusha to such a degree, there's no way you could escape. And when his children, his 12 Shvatim, were born, there's nothing they can possibly do to leave Klal Yisrael, to escape them being Jews. Okay, so the question is, why is in Esav, being that Esav, he left the fold, he decided he doesn't want his kind of life, why was he mechuyev al pi halacha to be true to his word? So he gave one of the popular answers. It's part of swearing, the obligation to be true to your word is comes from dinim. One of the sheva mitzvahs b'Noach is to establish in society law and order. There must be justice, mishpat. And part of mishpat is a requirement that people swear, or part of the structure of society, you have to be able, you are held accountable for your word if you are perjury, you lie. All of that, that's one approach. However, not everyone agrees that's correct. Just because you have a system of justice, law and order, and mishpat, does not necessarily mean that people have to be held accountable for their word. You have to have other, you have to have the NSA, monitor your telephone calls, and you have and you have your emails, and you have cameras at every corner, there are cameras now. Everything you do has to be, there are other ways to make sure people follow the rules. We don't have to necessarily come onto your word. So why are you mechuyev to keep your words? So one answer given is an incredible answer, incredible, brilliant approach. The Gemara says, anyone makes a neder, Chazal, famous Chazal, if you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. And if you fulfill your neder, it's as if you offered a carbon on a bama, b'shas, iser bamos. That's why Chazal's tova shelotida mitshetida v'loy teshalein. It's better not to make vows. It's not a good thing to make vows. Chazal are very critical of people who make vows for non-good reasons, and they compare it to offering korbanos. Korbanos, b'shas iser bamos, is a form of avodah zara. Abizrayu the avodah zara. You see from Chazal the koyach of your word is in the category of avodah zara. Unbelievable. That's what Chazal tell us. If you make a neder for not a good reason, it's as if you built an altar. And if you are true to your neder, you don't go to a chacham, not to the neder, and you carry out your vow, and your vow is not done under the framework of Chazal, it's as if you offered a sacrifice on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash. That is a form of idolatry. So it requires explanation what exactly that means. But what do we learn from this Chazal? That keeping your word to some degree falls under the concept of Avodah Zarah. So a goy, a non-Jew that does not keep his word, he takes Hashem's name, does not keep his word, he makes a vow, he makes a shur, the two are synonymous, to make, it's Abizrayu de Avodah Zarah. A goy is mechuyev in Avodah Zarah. An incredible idea of how to look at why Bizman Azeh, think about it, you go to court. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you, so help me, so and so. So that's a form of not keeping your word is a form of avodah zarah.
That's what Rashi says that he committed by the chatam. Yeah.
On that day, he committed fakhat on that day. He left the fold. Right? On that very day, Esav, it's another thing that, so he's saying that he did avodah zarah on that day.
I think it's one of the five chatam. It could have been a different avodah zarah.
Okay, but it's still avodah zarah. It's another form of avodah zarah. Okay. Okay, another approach.
Even if he does it, he has a chiyuv to keep it.
Yeah, right. He has still
an obligation to keep it. If he doesn't keep it, he doesn't obey it. But he has an obligation to
keep it. Okay, one other approach. It's Birchas Hashem.
So what is that? You cannot eat it 10 times. You have a Choyev and Shabbos, and sometimes it doesn't make you less responsible.
Let's go. Another idea, another approach is it's in the category of Birchas Hashem. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach is not to curse Chas V'Shalom, is to say something bad, Birchas Hashem. Person issues a curse directed against Chas Shalom Hashem, a goy is chayev misa. When a goy takes Hashem's name and swears by Hashem's name that something is true, and then it turns out that what he has said is a lie, that is a form, a bizrayu, of Birchas Hashem. He has made light. Hashem's name is nothing to me. I'm willing to utter a complete lie using Hashem's name. That's called Abizrayu, the Birchas Hashem. So halacha, there are three possible reasons why a guy, Bisman Hazer, when he goes to court and takes an oath, holding on to a Bible, which is the Shem Hashem, why he's mechuyev, even according to their laws. Sheva mitz, not just the laws, I say, lo yofer devara. There are three reasons why a person, a guy, is mechuyev to keep his word. Number one, it's part of dinim. The sheva, one of the sheva mitznuch is dinim. Number two, it's abizrayu de avodah zarah. And number three, it's abizrayu of birchas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do that. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei Rabbam. Yom adi v'rachi v'sev yom lich malchus sev. B'chayi chonu v'yom lichonu v'chayi lichol v'yis Yisrael. Ba'golo v'sman kodiv yimru amein. Yehi shmei Rabbam v'rach li olam u'yom yom maya. Yisparach v'yishabach v'yispar v'yishma v'yisnasei. V'yisadar v'yisale v'yisalol shmei b'kudu shabrichu. Le'eilo min kol v'chosav v'shirasot. Tush v'chosav v'nechem osad dami v'an v'yom yimru amein. Al Yisrael v'yal Rabbonan v'yal kal milyon v'yal kol kal midei sal milyon v'yal kol mon v'yos kmi v'yas kmi v'yas shohadein v'yibi v'chomasa v'yasar. Yehelon ulchon shom v'rabachin v'chizk v'rachman v'chayin adichim v'zon v'vichay v'ful konum v'kodum v'ondi v'shmaya v'yara v'yimru amein. Yehi shom v'rabon v'shmaya v'chayim olein v'yal kol Yisrael v'yimru amein. Yiseh shalom v'yaseh shalom olein v'yal kol Yisrael.